Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on over there? Fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Midget with a dog. Midget with a dog. Dog's pretty big. Midget's pretty small. Midget with a dog. Midget with a dog. Midget with a dog. Dog's pretty big. Midget's pretty small. Midget with a dog.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich Radio Program. Town Fair Tire Studio, 617-779-0985. A bad night for Patriots fans yesterday. A night that's like losing to Cleveland. You gave up 100 yards.
Yeah, that was a...
To a running back for the first time since 1993. The diarrhea on the field last night, just horrible.
Yeah, that was. There's no aspect of that game where you can look at and go, yeah, you know, there's a positive there.
No, and the Lions were shorthanded on defense. As much as you want to say that the Patriots were shorthanded, the Lions were completely shorthanded on defense.
Two of their best guys out yesterday.
Yes, indeed.
So, I mean, it was.
They have no pass rush. And their best pass rusher was out last night.
There's a lot of historically bad things that happened yesterday, like things that don't happen often, like back-to-back losses. It's like the first time that they've done that in, what, since 2012. And then there's all the stuff about like being 1-2. And then you look at Miami, and Miami's, you know, they're 3-0. So if for some weird reason, and everyone talks about the first four games of the season are always tough, I don't know why they always get off to such a slow start, but the Patriots do. But if for some reason next week Miami beats the Patriots, they're three games in the hole in the AFC East to Miami. Now, whether or not you believe that this team is going to go on a tear like they've done almost every year in the past in October and they just continue to plow through it, it's still going to be extremely tough if you're three games in the hole behind Miami. So it's
well. Let's focus on last night.
Well, I mean, it just last night many people can chalk it up to the first month never looks good, but this seems to be a tougher predicament when you've got Miami doing as well.
Last night was as bad as I've seen them play.
The first half was as bad as I've seen.
I mean,
them play.
They were playing a terrible team with a terrible coach and a terrible defense and a terrible offense. And they went out there and completely crapped themselves. I mean, they were dominated by a bad team with a coach that has no idea what he's doing and has not known what he's doing. I can talk for a second. That has no idea what he's doing and that has been hated by everyone in that town. And they went in there and they completely crapped themselves. And the fact that they gave up 100 yards rushing to a Detroit running back is hysterical.
70 games. That's the last time.
2013.
Yep. Reggie Bush, Thanksgiving, 2013.
Yeah. I mean, into a rookie,
mm-hmm.
That's the biggest insult. If you want to talk about losing to Cleveland, that's nothing. You gave up 100 yards to a Lions running back. Woof. That stinks. Awful.
Could have been more.
Could have been a lot more.
He was splitting time. Could have been more.
And by the way, he was like, yeah, it was easy.
Yeah.
After the game.
Imagine if he had started the game.
Yeah.
Imagine if the Garrett Blunt hadn't taken those carries from him.
Well, he was like, it was easy.
Yeah.
He goes, most of those carries, I just had to hang on to the ball.
Yeah. He was pretty much 4 or 5 yards downfield before the Patriots took the, oh, And then there was that play where he rushed around left end and Dante Hightower had the angle on him. And all of a sudden, Dante Hightower didn't have
Dante
the angle
Hightower
on him.
Dante Hightower is not good. And who did we talk to last week? Oh, from it was Handsome Jones from there, from Phil Perry.
Yes.
Wait, Hightower's not good? No, Hightower's not good.
Well, Hightower was taken off the field on third down. He was replaced on the money downs. Did you see that at the end of the game?
That happened last year, too.
Well, that's not good.
Before he got hurt.
That's not good when he's supposed to be your biggest playmaker on defense,
he's
being taken off the field
on
third down.
He's not a good player.
Well, the other thing, he's hurt. There's something wrong with him.
Well, I don't know about that. They couldn't get rid of him. They tried.
Because he was injured.
I don't know. So he's been injured for 3 years?
Well, I mean, 3 years ago, he was good. I mean, he was, you know,
he's been dinged up at one point or another, but he's healthy enough to be out there. He's healthy enough to start.
He's
healthy enough to play.
Yes,
he's not on the injury report.
He's not on the injury report.
Okay, well, there's something off with him.
He's not good anymore, and they knew it, and they tried to get rid of him. Hightower's not good. Don't give me he's injured.
I think he's playing hurt. So you're telling me that everybody who's out there on the field, there's no injuries. Everything's listed on the injury report.
God,
that's what you guys are saying.
Look, he's a full participant in practice.
Yes, of course,
but he is not what he used to be. And I think
that's the point.
Yes, that was Fred's point right at the start.
Are you making excuses for him?
He's not good anymore.
Yes, you are. You're saying he's hurt.
Yeah, he looks like he's playing hurt.
He's not hurt.
Okay, Fred knows he's not hurt.
I do know. John, what possible reason would I believe that he's hurt?
There is none.
I mean, there is none.
There is none.
How about he's not good anymore?
He's not playing well at all anymore.
He's hurt.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone's
And he's
hurt.
Not good.
You yes, can, everyone's right. hurt.
He's
everyone,
both.
You know we what, agree every, on half of this.
Last night.
I just have a Fred thinks that you have to be on the injury report to be playing injured.
Rich, or John.
Fred actually said that.
John, is he hurt?
I think, see, here's the thing. I don't know if he's hurt or he's just lost a step. The whole linebacking core is bad. We knew that starting the season. They have trouble in coverage. They got Kyle Van Noy is supposed to be your big coverage linebacker at this point. And we knew going into the season that the linebacking core is not good. And you know what? Teams that don't have great offenses have exploited the hell out of
them. Okay, so Hightower was hurt in the first game of the season.
Yes, he's been playing hurt.
So he went through all of training camp and then was hurt. So what makes you think he was hurt?
Because he's lost a step. He absolutely has. And on top of that, he's playing slower. He's been
so
a little gimpy.
So he's been hurt the whole entire gimpy. He's
yes,
been...
and I'm not the only one who thinks that. There's a lot of writers who think that as well.
Yeah, I know. You're on Twitter. It's fun. But, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm not the only one who thinks that. There's a lot of writers who think that as
well. Okay, so he has been hurt since the beginning of the season.
Apparently so.
Okay, so you have read the writers.
Yes.
And this is what the writers say.
Yes.
Okay, and so that's where you formed your opinion.
Well, they said it, and you watch them, and I'm like, yep, it sure seems like that. Yes.
Yeah, he ain't hurt. He's not good anymore.
The other part of this is what Patriots, not the first year the Patriots have had injuries. They were missing three starters on defense, but this isn't, the Patriots have faced an awesome amount of injuries before. And the mantra has always been next man up. And you know what? No names have stepped up for this franchise over the 20 years that Bill Belichick has been the head coach and performed remarkable things. And for some reason, the Patriots haven't lost a step, despite losing guys every year. They lose Rob Gronkowski, they win a Super Bowl. This year, you lose guys, and it matters. It matters a ton. I mean, we saw Jason McCourty get beat, just like he was in preseason. We've seen the linebacking core get beat with certain guys off the field. We see Trey Flowers not play, and there all of a sudden be no pass rush. And on offense, without Julian Edelman there, Chris Hogan and the rest of the wide receivers can't get open. You have guys like Cordarrelle Patterson, who we knew can't run routes. They didn't get him to run routes. They got him to return kicks. And you know what? Tom Brady got called for intentional grounding because Cordarrelle Patterson ran the wrong route.
Right.
And I look at that, and you see Patterson and Dorsett almost collide in the middle of the field in Dorsett, and both of them look over their shoulders and see the ball 20 yards downfield incomplete, and Dorsett looks at Patterson and says, what are you doing here?
I think the scariest thing is that if you look at three of the last four games, Bill Belichick, you know, the greatest coach of all time, he's been outcoached.
Well, it's not. You see, here's the thing. Belichick is to blame because he has the roster he has. And the injuries have really killed him at wide receiver. But Rob Gronkowski is the only receiver that requires double coverage. They blanketed Chris Hogan with one guy last night. And you mentioned the pass rush. Detroit's pass rush wasn't altogether fantastic. Downfield, no one could get open. No, How many times did Brady stand there?
Who from Detroit is going to give them any pass rush?
But that's,
their pass rush sucked.
But that's just it. Brady would stand there for 3, 4, 5 seconds, which is an eternity in today's NFL, and no one could get open. That's the problem. And I don't know if Edelman solves that. Because maybe you have to put an extra guy down on Edelman while you're still dealing with Gronkowski, and maybe Hogan will have a chance to get free, and that gets Patterson off the field. All the dominoes fall into place.
It's addition by subtraction. And so maybe you get Edelman on the field, and you can
maybe all the dominoes fall into place with just Edelman in 2 weeks returning. But
no, they don't.
I watched last night a bunch of receivers that couldn't shake single coverage and hung their quarterback out to dry.
Rob, go ahead. Rob, it's called a telephone, Rob. It's not very difficult to operate.
Wallace.
Yes.
I just want to weigh in. Rich, you're right. And I got to let you know, Fred, you're absolutely wrong because Hightower does suffer from chronic knee problems. They said it this morning.
Okay, well, then they should have got rid of him. If he has chronic knee problems, he's no hurt than he's ever been.
No, I know. You're absolutely correct, but I'm just saying you're wrong.
Listen to me. It's not like he shredded his hamstring. If he has chronic knee problems, then don't play him.
No, but you're saying he's not hurt. He's definitely hurt.
He's no more hurt than he was all preseason.
All right, Fred. Whatever you say, my man.
Okay, so he has chronic knee problems, and they just started at the beginning
that's
of the season?
He's only playing the first two snaps. He's only playing two snaps, and that's it.
Okay, so if he has chronic knee problems, they have not been a factor until the first week of the season.
No, that he's been weighing in ever since the preseason and all season.
Yeah, he's been slow all season.
Yes, he's fine. So he's not
arthritis
good anymore.
In his right knee.
Then he's not
so
good anymore.
Correct. He is definitely playing injured.
Fine. He's not good anymore.
Yes, but he's playing injured.
He isn't good anymore.
There's a difference between a chronic arthritis and having something that can be fixed.
Rich.
Huh?
What? Wait, say it again, Rich.
I agree with you. I said the same thing. I said he's been playing hurt.
He's got a chronic injury, which is different than...
In the sleeps, he lost a step.
Yeah, he's never going to get better. So
no,
it's so right.
Not,
an injury.
I wish they didn't release the injury report. That way we could actually trade him and got some value.
Well, that's the thing is they tried to trade him and they couldn't trade him.
And he has to stay on the field because if you don't have him on the field, the replacement isn't much better. I don't think
their linebacking core sucks.
Jawan Bentley's not ready for a full time role
right
on this team at this point.
Listen, by the way, if he has a chronic knee problem that's chronic and it's never going to get better, good. He's there. You have it. It's never going to get better. He's so thereby he sucks.
Second straight week, couldn't get any pass rush. Second straight week, they get eaten alive running the football
by Detroit. Woof!
I know
Detroit a team that was owned by the Jets at home. Woof!
No, that
was an embarrassment.
The thing you fall back on, and the thing that all Patriots fans will continue to fall back on, is we've seen bad play in the first month before. And somehow, some way, Belichick and Brady are going to figure this thing out. You know, Edelman will come back. We just said it. The dominoes will fall into place. Receivers will get open. Edelman will run his magic option routes. And Brady will start finding guys in a couple of weeks.
I have faith in the offense.
Winning games.
Right. I have faith in the offense getting back. The defense, what can you do? What can you do with that squad?
Here's the thing. The other thing Patriot fans can fall back on, including myself, is that when you have everybody healthy, Flowers will give you a pass rush. You saw that in week one. The linebacking core, the impact the linebacking core has on the defense will be minimized because the secondary will be at full strength, and you have to be a firm believer in Eric Rowe for that
to
happen.
All right, we have to break. Now you're clutching at straws.
Well, I'm not saying that this is rational thinking.
If Patriots fans can fall back and they can do a trust fall with Eric Rowe and hit their heads on the ground.
Yeah.
Crappy Eric Rowe.
The Patriots have done it before. That's
right.
The other part.
All right, we have to break. But I'll tell you this, is that Eric Rowe will solve everything. That's where we're at right now. All right, we'll be right back.
are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Capping what you missed. It's Thatcher and Rich.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Thatcher and Rich. And Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, what happened last night is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. The flavors of fall everyone loves have finally dropped at Dunkin'. So coming today for your flavor favorite, like pumpkin and maple, price and participation may vary. On September 24th, 2018, the Cleveland Browns have a better record than the New England Patriots.
Snap to Stafford, throws it to Tate, left flat, runs to the far side, chased by John Jones, 45-40, a spin at the 35, and brought down by Daron Harmon. Now the 32-yard line of the Patriots.
Just outflanked. Non-competitive. I don't know what you call it.
Was Edsel like humming at the beginning during the play?
He was
like,
giving it was a sad hum.
Well, the Patriots
he was staying in Romulus, Michigan all weekend. He was not having fun.
Well, the Patriots give their fans a big old kick in the nuts with their 26-10 laugher, where nothing positive could be said about almost any faction of the game. Offensively, it was a bummer to see Josh Gordon listed as inactive, because they sure as hell could have used him, even with the messed up hamstring, or any warm body for that matter, to make some sort of play.
Shotgun snap. A lot of time. Brady wears back, throws it deep downfield, and that pass is overthrown. He overthrew five Lions with Chris Hogan at the 45-yard line, three Detroit defenders deep down the middle of the field. Lee Blakeman, the referee, convening a huddle, and Brady comes over.
Oh, don't you dare throw it. They're going to throw you grounding?
Yes, of course it was grounding. Yeah, was... and by the way, Sosie's even laughing when he's doing the play. It's like, I mean, how can you?
That's the first time I've ever heard Sosie laugh at the ineptitude of this team. Right. Let's just make this clear right now, and I'll repeat myself several times today. The Lions have no pass rush. Brady was under siege all game, and the Lions can't run the ball, and they had their first 100-yard runner, and John, you're correct. If he had gotten more carries, it would have just been
worse. Yeah, if Kerryon Johnson had started, say there's no LeGarrette Blount, who took a lot of carries from him early. If Kerryon Johnson had been like the stud back of the Lions offense, he would have gone for 150. Easy. Yeah.
And so you took a team that can't pressure the quarterback, and they were all over Brady all night. I know they didn't sack him very much, but he was under siege all night. And then you take a team that can't run. I cannot stress to you enough how bad the Lions are. They're poorly coached. They have no running game. Their defense is down. Their two best players, they suck.
Well, against a defense that gave up 48 points to Sam Darnold and the Jets 2 weeks ago, Brady delivered his fewest passing yards in a loss since 2006. He was a paltry 14 of 26 for 133 yards, one touchdown, one interception, and one pass to absolute nowhere. That it seemed to him to be him saying, look, Bill, I have no one to pass it to. Make it stop.
Well, if you don't control the line of scrimmage here, you're in for a long, long night. You're 3 of 29 right now on third down this season.
Out of the eye, devil in the fullback for Michelle. Sony takes the hand up, penetration, wrapped up, thrown down. A'shaun Robinson, along with Ricky Jean Francois, the former Patriots.
Take the running game, stuff it in a blue bag behind the bench, send it to the plane, because you can't run the ball. Throw it out. I'm tired of it.
Ricky Jean Francois pushed Shaq Mason about 2 yards. Well,
Sony Michelle, by the way, dropping two passes in a row.
By the way, Ricky Jean Francois, I mean, you have to hand it to him. You can't stop that guy.
Patriots throwaway. A guy Patriots didn't want.
Ricky Jean Francois is everything.
The Patriots were 1 for 3 on third and one. How about Josh McDaniels? How about you throw that stretch play out? How many NFL teams are 1 for 3 in the same game on third and one?
They kept trying to make Sony Michel happen, and it was just like, just stop. Just stop.
James White, who is far and away the best running back on your roster, mysteriously is on the sideline at this point while they try and get Sony. They try and mold Sony Michel into lead back.
John, they don't have to win the first four games. They can sit back and they can try Sony Michel.
James White is standing there on the sideline while they try and get Sony Michel as many carries as possible in the early portion of the game.
Because this is how they do things. It's an extended preseason. Well,
they've even called it that.
Have fun with your extended preseason.
Who was it last week who said that? It was Devin McCourty, who basically said that the first couple of games were them like just getting warmed up or something.
Yeah, well, no, I mean that's the theory.
Get warmed up there in Detroit.
That's the theory. The theory
did they lose to a bad team.
The find out who they are in the first month of the season. They've done it before, but man, I can't believe they looked that bad last night.
By the way, when they lost to Kansas City in that blowout, they had young talent. There's no one coming in. No, Edelman. Other than that,
and Josh Gordon, maybe.
If you're pinning your hopes on Josh Gordon, God bless you.
We're cornered into them relying heavily on Josh Gordon once he gets here.
Well, Edelman. I mean, relying heavily on Edelman.
Look, you have Edelman and you have Gronk. Both are great. But at the moment, you need, when Josh Gordon arrives, they need a play or two out of him each game.
And by the way, tell me that Edelman's going to be what he was last year.
And that's the other thing, is that he's coming off a torn ACL.
I mean,
well, the offense as a whole, I mean, they only gained 12 first downs, tied for the third fewest in the Brady, Bill Belichick era.
And three of those were garbage time. And three of those first downs were in garbage time when it didn't matter.
Well, the offense gained.
I can't stress to you how bad that line defense is.
Yes, you told us. They're awful. We saw week one. They gave up 47 points to Sam Darnold. They are awful.
I would have given Buffalo a better chance of beating the Vikings than I would have of Detroit beating the Patriots last night.
Well, third down was an issue all night with the Patriots converting twice on 9 opportunities. But as bad as the offense was, the defense was way worse.
Stafford for the play fake to Blunt and a roll to the right. Pulls up, fires downfield, open receiver Marvin Jones. Touchdown, Detroit.
What a play call. Wow.
Matt Stafford dropped back 37 times. The Patriots are credited with one single quarterback hit.
Can we discuss that touchdown catch? Because Chris Collinsworth nailed it right off the bat. Every single time when there's a crossing route, the safety will take the crosser, and the quarterback can kind of lay back, and they'll bracket him. Stephon Gilmore looked like he was pointing.
Yes,
he was pointing to the right. Harmon, that's your guy. And Harmon went the opposite direction, leaving his quarterback hung out to dry.
Well, John, in fairness, they'll have Rowe on the other side.
I know, but I mean, these are two guys that should know what they're doing. That isn't a rookie. That's rookie safety back there.
They'll get Rowe back. And then
John, as awful as that play was, and it was awful. It was in the passes that were 10 yards or less where Matt Stafford was just having his way. As a matter of fact, they were 22 of 25.
Yeah.
Within 10 yards or less for 168 yards and a touchdown.
And I think there was a drop in there.
They couldn't
I think there was a drop,
yeah, there might have been.
Or it was a bad throw.
Yeah,
one or the other.
Stafford drops back, looks to the right, side arms it to Galladay on a crossing route, spun down by Gilmore, and the ball is hurled out of bounds. Matt Patricia challenging. He's going to say, I think, that Galladay was able to break the play into the goal line.
After review of the play, the runner extended the ball beyond the goal line prior to losing control. It is a touchdown.
Matt Patricia is 1-for-1 on challenges, and his Lions have a 9-0 lead, point after pending.
Well, it has been 16 years since the Patriots have lost back-to-back games by double digits. It's only the second time ever Tom Brady and the Patriots have lost two of their first three games. So you can only imagine Brady, Belichick, and everyone else were not happy campers afterwards. We're going to play that audio, including Rob Gronkowski, who, I don't know, if you're a Patriots fan, what he said last night might make you a little worried.
Yeah, they suck.
Well, he didn't say that. He said something else.
No, but they suck. They suck.
Well, they sucked yesterday.
The Patriots suck. And you can write it down. And
they're not good anymore? Is this a Trent Dilfer moment?
I'm going to say that.
Too early to say that.
No.
At the moment, they aren't good.
I will say this, they are not a top two team in the AFC.
No, at the moment, they're not.
Not in the moment.
Kansas City's definitely, they're the best.
They suck as Patriots teams go, and they will continue to suck as Patriots teams go. Listen, they'll win 11 games, but in terms of this being a dominant season for them.
I've just seen this happen way too often.
Not this.
And we've said that way too often. Last year, the defense was incurable. They were the worst defense in the league, we were saying at the beginning of the season. Then look what happened.
They did not
go to Detroit and lose to a
Detroit team that sucks and that was missing their two best defensive players.
You know what, though? I looked at Jacksonville. We thought they were dominant. They were horrible yesterday. I don't care how many points Mahomes puts up. I'm not sold on Kansas City yet. That defense doesn't lock anybody down.
Oh, I am. Kansas City looks good.
Well, they've done this before with Alex Smith. They looked good with Alex Smith before.
I don't recall the Patriots in my 12 years here looking this bad. Even when Castle was quarterback,
This is the worst.
They've looked bad like this before. They've looked bad like this before early. They have.
To a team like Detroit.
Yes.
Yeah.
They lost to Miami. They lost to Ryan Tannehill the first game of the season a few years ago. They looked horrible.
Yeah, they lost to a Miami team. Not the Lions, who had gotten blown out by the Jets and are terrible. And we're missing who have no pass rush, and we're missing their only pass rusher.
I've seen them lose to bad teams.
Did they lose to the Bengals one year when they were really bad, too, at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen...
Not the Lions.
I've seen them look this bad before.
Not the Lions.
Too early to write them off. But one thing,
I'm not saying they're not going to win the division. That they're going to not. They're not going to sniff the Super Bowl.
Right now, they are horrible. I agree with that.
It's the only one I wanted to go to since we've been here.
It's too early. Can't rule it out. Can't rule it out yet, Fred.
I'm ruling.
Keep faith alive.
Hot take, baby. I'm ruling it out.
All right.
And I ain't one for hot takes. I followed.
Do we have to call the hot take police?
Good. Call them,
okay,
and send it to ice cold mom's ass.
No, there's a lot of people who would be saying that this morning.
Who are we sending it to?
Send it to whatever Twitter ice cold asses.
No, there was
shorts.
A mom in there
ice
somewhere.
Cold asses.
No, whatever ice cold what? Thing. Ice cold.
Whatever the hell the
mom's
thing is.
Asses?
Mom's ass.
Okay,
I've just been obsessed with mom's asses
all
lately.
Right, that's fine. A little MILF watching over the weekend, apparently.
No, I haven't looked at porn in quite a while.
All right,
I think I'm getting impotent. All right. Anyway, it was a bad scene. Bad scene. And we'll hear the post-game stuff. Gronkowski not wanting to get traded to Detroit. He was going to retire. And now he wishes he could have switched uniforms at halftime. We will be back. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, no. No. Now, away. Thank you.
Yeah, that's not a good song. Just, you know what? Is there a way to delete that out of the system? Delete it?
That was requested. That's not Hardy's fault. That was requested by Manny.
Is there a way to delete it just from our show that it never comes up during our show?
This is one of the, in terms of hit songs go, that is something that makes me question humanity. And that was a hit.
It was because of the video.
It was
the girl in the bumblebee suit. Okay, all right.
Was vomit inducing. Yeah, just keep playing words.
Anything. Just not that, you know.
I'm a nice man.
There you go. Hey. All right, we can leave.
that's our outro.
All right, you want to take calls? You want to play this audio?
I do want to play this audio because it's it was interesting from yesterday. So, Brady, obviously not a happy camper with how everything went.
You know, it's not other than Julian. It's not like you guys are missing a bunch of players tonight. I mean, are you worried about where this offense is right now?
I mean, we're not scoring enough points. We're not executing well enough on a down-by-down basis, certainly at a high level that, you know, we should have our expectations set at. So, you know, the process has been the same. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about it in practice, and we're going through it and watching the film and correcting stuff. It's just not getting done on the field. And, you know, we got to get it corrected soon.
On top of that, Belichick was as surly as ever, especially when asked about his team's 12 men on the field penalty.
It was a mistake. Do you think it was planned?
No, you jackass. I don't think it was planned, but that's on you. So why don't you own up to your own deficiencies? What do you think that was planned? No, I don't. Dip crap. Why don't you tell me how that happened?
Why you're so wildly unprepared. Just like...
That's right.
Excruciatingly unprepared.
Can you tell me how you walked into a pit of diarrhea and walked out with your tail between your legs?
He was asked about the intentional grounding play, and here's Bella's example.
Can you explain what happened on the intentional grounding play? Patterson's supposed to have done something different.
We didn't have a receiver in the area where we threw the ball.
Yeah, didn't have a player. And then they said, could you please expand on that? And he said...
Yeah, there were several things that went along on the play,
You don't often see intentional grounding 30 yards down the field.
I mean, when Sosie's laughing during the play-by-play, and what's funny is that if you were listening to that in your car, I have to be honest, they didn't paint really that great of a picture because Zolak starts flipping out when they go to discuss whether it's intentional grounding. I'm like, yeah, it's intentional grounding. There wasn't anyone within, 15 yards of that ball.
Or, Rich, how about that
That's your concern? the referees screwed you on the intentional grounding call?
Did that almost kind of seem like an FU by Tom Brady when he threw that? Like, look, I got nothing to work with.
Well, no.
That's what I'm doing.
No, maybe. Legit, he expected Patterson to run a seam route, which is probably drawn up considering the defense that the Lions were playing.
I don't know,
and
man.
Patterson had no idea where he was supposed to be. Why? Because he wasn't supposed to run routes for this team.
Well,
and therefore is woefully unprepared to do so.
You got to worry about that intense Lions pass rush.
Well, then there's Rob Gronkowski, whose brother and friend of the show, Chris Gronkowski, tweeted after the game, quote, "When your tight end gets double covered and no one else can get open." So amidst the confirmed reports that Adam Schefter had this weekend that Gronk was all but traded to the Lions right before the draft, but Gronk was threatening retirement if traded, which ultimately nixed the deal. Gronk was asked about it, and in the most Gronk-like way, he actually admitted it was all true.
There was a report today that said you were almost traded to the Lions but threatened to retire. Just wanted to get your comments on that.
Yeah, it happened, and Brady's my quarterback. That's all. Wasn't going anywhere without Brady.
Okay, my first two thoughts. Number one, I love Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Just admitting it happened because he was asked, and he answered.
He was shocking. He was like, how did you not know that? That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, it happened.
How did you not know that?
So simple, yet he might be one of four players in the entire NFL that would actually do that. And thought number two, and that's probably not going to sit well with Bill Belichick, just an answer like that, because it makes Bill look bad.
Yeah, I nixed the deal, and you can't do anything that I don't want you to do.
They tried to get rid of me. And Bill Belichick tried to get rid of me. So if you like me, screw Bill Belichick. And I said no. So right now, I have more power than Bill Belichick, and that's why I'm here.
I think you're absolutely right.
So now the AFC East leading Dolphins are coming to Gillette this week at 3-0, just as we all expected. And that's why, that's the one thing that makes me feel a little more worried than in years past. We should be used to this by now, by not getting worried, but this is strange, because if they drop this game, they are three games back in the AFC East.
And you're down on the tiebreaker. So
yeah, it's a great point. So you're down the tiebreaker as well.
It's really four.
So I mean, you are
the beginning part of the season.
So that's going to be tough to claw your way out of
that. They'll beat the Dolphins. They'll give you false hope. They'll beat the Dolphins.
Well, 2-2 is essentially what the first four games is for the Patriots.
Well,
like it's 2-2, and they always look awful.
Well, you should have been.
But
one,
man,
of your two should have been last night.
It's tough to make yourself feel good after yesterday. That was.
There's nothing
bad
to feel good about. That defense isn't going to get any better. They're not.
The offense is, and you're right.
Fine, I'll give you that. They'll get a slot receiver back.
They'll be able to score with teams. And they were winning games by outscoring teams by a large part at the end of last season. I mean, you saw the lineup. The Patriots are rolling out there at the end of the season and in the playoffs. You take a look at the starting lineup at the Super Bowl, and you'll see exactly how poor that defense was and how they were
like
doing it with
year.
Mirrors.
It ain't like this year. This is as bad as I've seen the Patriots look since I've been in town, 2006.
Well, the defense had some injuries, too, so you're going to get those guys back. It's not a massive improvement, but it's going to help.
Yeah, I mean, they'll get Flowers back, and then they'll get Chung back, and that will help, and then other people will get hurt.
And Flowers is, I mean, is he your best defensive player?
Yeah, pass rusher.
He's your best pass rusher.
You've got him.
He's your only pass rusher.
And Patrick Chung, you know, whatever you want to say about him, at least the guy knows what he's doing.
No, your best defensive player at the moment is Stephon Gilmore. That's your best defensive player. Other than Flowers, I can't think of who else is a gigantic playmaker on that defense.
Well, if you have Flowers, maybe you can get
more than one touch
offensive line.
Right, get more than one touch on the quarterback like you did last night.
Kevin, go ahead.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call. Something I thought was interesting about Gronk's post game press conference last night is him saying Brady's my quarterback. I'm not going anywhere without Brady. He didn't say the Patriots are my team. He said Brady is my quarterback. Which makes me think if Brady retires soon, Gronk goes with him, and he's going to retire too. And then Pats are going to lose their two biggest offensive weapons, and it's going to be devastating for the Patriots offense.
Gronkowski will retire after next season. So
I think we had talked about this beforehand. I mean, Gronk is so fragile. It was a year-to-year thing with him anyway. And, yeah, I would fully expect that to be the case. Whenever Brady goes, Gronk goes,
well,
too.
I don't think Brady's leaving in 2 years, so Gronkowski will go into...
He'll go as far as his body takes him. All right, let's amend that. He'll go as far as his body takes him or when Brady leaves.
If Belichick's still here, Brady's going to be gone in 2 years.
Right now, that's what it looks like.
How much more writing on the wall do you need?
Yeah.
I mean, he is going to get, and he's going to get an okay contract somewhere else. And it's going to be finally Belichick gets to prove that he can win without Brady.
It's going to be in the AFC.
Don't have to draft a player. It's gonna
be, right.
Well, don't, it's gonna be the Bills.
John Elway will smile, a big smile, and say, come on down.
In fairness.
Come to Denver.
In fairness, you can really count on the Patriots for drafting. They're gonna. Their history of drafting is exceptional over the last few years.
Just now, think if you're Brady, though. I mean, you're standing there last night, and they're double covering Rob Gronkowski. What did they give you? What in the offseason, what moves did they make? What did they do to make your job easier?
Dan, how many people were playing last night that had been drafted by the Patriots over the last 5 years?
Not many. I mean, you talked about injuries, but there's nobody. Cyrus Jones is not playing on this team. Any of their second,
well,
third round pick?
He was.
Well, he was.
He was okay. Last night.
Is he stepping up, John? Is he like the next man up? Is he the guy that takes the place of Patrick Chung?
No, he actually.
Else?
Yesterday, last
there.
Night, he was the guy replacing Patrick Chung.
The guys they got rid of. I watched some of that Arizona game. Jamie, you know, what's his name out there in Arizona? The defensive.
Chandler Jones.
Chandler Jones was a beast. And they just gave up on these guys and got rid of them and got nothing in return. So your third and fourth year after they drafted people is just coming home to roost. This team is not good.
And by the way, just to revisit my Denver theory, Case Keenum signed a 2-year contract. So he's got this year and next year. And I'll bet you anything Elway chases after Brady after next year.
Of course he will.
After next year, that will be the guy that Elway goes after.
Well, they'll draft a quarterback, and of course he'll be the heir apparent. That's what they'll do.
Yeah.
Even Garoppolo, who can't stay healthy.
Yep, Belichick wins that trade.
That's right.
Wins it, hands down.
All right, Troy Brown's going to join us at 7 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
You almost traded to the Lions, but threatened to retire. Just wanted to get your comments on that.
Yeah, it happened, and Brady's my quarterback. That's all. Wasn't going anywhere without Brady.
985, the Sports Hub, embarrassment last night. The likes of rarely seen by this Patriots team. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, guys. What's going on? How are you?
Hey.
What's up? Fred, I agree with you. And, you know, Rich, I heard you saying, you've seen this time and time again. But here's the difference. When you've seen it before, those teams actually had talent, speed, playmakers. And, you know, the guys that weren't could actually block and tackle. This team sucks. They're terrible. And Fred's right. The Lions are a joke. I mean, they have a couple playmakers on offense, but their defense is terrible.
Terrible.
I mean, just horrendous. Like, my girlfriend looked over me last night. She's like, the Lions look really good. And I was like, no, we just suck. I mean, we're talking. I heard what you guys say that we weren't the Pats aren't the second best team in the AFC. They may not even be the second best team in the AFC East.
No. That's unfair.
Well, I mean, who would be the second best team? If you're going to go Miami best because of their record, who's the second best?
Don't you dare say Buffalo.
Buffalo's terrible.
No, and the Jets are terrible.
This looks horrendous. Like.
No,
you
they're
know,
terrible. And the Lions were missing their only pass rusher, and they were missing their arguably their best defensive
player. I just remember every year it seems like it was like, this one feels different. This one just feels different because, I mean, look at the beginning of every year, the defense is horrendous. Now, I agree with you that it doesn't seem like there's a hell of a lot of hope, but I've seen them carve together a decent performance from the defense after sucking. Like, last year, they were awful at the beginning of the season, and then starting in October, they became one of the best defensive statistically in the entire league.
My daughter was 3 the last time they hit a runner that went for 100 yards.
It was 2012?
Yeah. I'll go back to you talking about
2003.
I want to go back to that Lions pass rush. And I contend that if it was a normal offense and you had receivers that could actually get open, Brady would have had a much better day.
Okay, yeah. And if, if I was more talented, I'd have more money.
Listen to me. All I'm saying is this is another underline of how bad the offense is. I mean, you look at the sacks they had on Brady. That was after 3 or 4 or even 5 seconds of Brady looking downfield.
They shouldn't have touched Brady's leg. They shouldn't have.
I agree.
They shouldn't have. His uniform should have been untouched. He should have gone out of there.
If you had any wide receiver that could get open.
If he had hyper colors on.
Yes.
There should have been no discoloration.
I agree. If you had any receiver that could have beaten single coverage, and that includes Chris Hogan, you would have had a much better outcome. But they don't, so he didn't.
Right. They allowed a team with zero pass rush to swarm him all night. And I know statistically that doesn't look like that, but they did. They had him under pressure the entire night. I can't stress to you enough how bad this team is. The Lions are so bad. I've followed this team since I was 5 years old.
Did they make the playoffs last year?
No.
Detroit?
They should have, though.
Yeah, they were borderline.
They were 9-7 the last 2 years.
They were one game off.
Right. Yeah. Right. They were a fringe team last year.
Yeah, they were a fringe team. Oh, no. Oh, what are people saying that? They almost made the playoffs last year.
No. I'm just wondering if the beginning of the season was just statistically strange.
For the Lions,
yeah.
No. The Lions suck. They're bad. Their defense is really, really bad.
Their offense has got talent, though. I mean, their offense is pretty talented.
The wide receivers are very talented.
Yeah, the quarterback's talented.
That guy Galladay is going to be really good.
Right. Yeah, he is.
And of course, Golden Tate. And they lucked into him. And Golden Tate's all right.
And Marvin Jones, a very quick receiver also.
See, I like Marvin Jones more than Golden Tate.
And Stafford's a good quarterback.
Yes.
Yeah, Stafford's a good quarterback.
So they have a good offense, right?
Yes.
No, they don't have a good offense.
They should have a good offense on paper.
A good receiving core.
Sure. Okay. Well, you can go back and you can look at Stafford throws 50 balls. Has to throw 50 passes a game.
It's a good offense made look amazing by the Patriots.
Yeah, right, they let someone run for 100 yards. Do you understand how long it's been? And by the way, this is some rookie kid
who should have gone for 150 or 160 if they had given him the carries. They actually split carries with him and LeGarrette Blunt, and yet the kid still managed to
I would 100. Like to know something, if we could get someone on this. When was the last time that Stafford threw only 36 passes?
I will check.
Because
we're going to have Troy Brown in here. I will
because
check.
Because I assure you that it's been a decade since he's thrown 36 passes,
unless
he got hurt.
I will check. I'm going over the game logs as we speak.
Yes. You go over the game logs.
Yes, sir.
36 passes.
36.
I've seen that guy throw 60 passes in a game.
Yeah. No, I got it. No, it's been, I'm sure it's been a while. Detroit has had no pass rush for a long time. Well, as it turns out, second to last week of last season.
Oh, what did he throw?
21.
Did he get hurt?
No, they just won easily.
Okay.
So it's been...
Well, so much
last year, actually.
So much for my theory. All right. No commercials here, just the headlines.